I had the opportunity this week of seeing the movie Prey. It was a preview of the movie because I needed it to do an interview with the executive producer of the movie, a Father David Guffey, who is a Holy Cross father. The movie is going to come out on October 9th, and I can't tell you how much I really encourage you to go see it. Now, I'm not the only one. Cardinal O'Malley wants people to go see it as well, and it's a fascinating, powerful movie, and I think we as Catholics, and also those who are not Catholics who are listening to the program, need to go see the show. It's the movie. It's all about Father Patrick Peyton, and Father Patrick Peyton was known as the Rosary Priest, and he was also the priest who promoted the line, the family that prays together stays together. And I was fascinated by the movie because he drew huge crowds, similar to what we later saw with Billy Graham, who also drew huge crowds. So I want to encourage you to see the movie. I'm going to talk about the theme, which is about praying, in today's program. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, The Voice of St. Anthony Parish. We're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear the program at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can not only hear the program, you can, as I said, you can listen, you can read the blog, you can also contact us. There's a contact form there that you can contact us. You can write to us, make comments or whatever you think. And you can also donate to support the program and our project. So CatholicAudioMedia.com. Now, I'm not going to tell you all about the movie, obviously, because I want to encourage you to go see it. But he basically, Father Patrick Peyton, really encouraged people to understand the importance of prayer, and he focused on the Rosary, which is a powerful Catholic prayer. A lot of non-Catholic Christians do not understand the Rosary, and they also don't understand our relationship with Mary. That will come in time. We do not worship Mary. We venerate her as a saint, as the greatest of all saints, and as the mother of Jesus. And we also understand these powerful realities of Mary, but we do not recognize her as God. And a lot of people either do not understand that, who are not Catholics, who do not understand it, or they understand it, but they kind of don't really let people know that that's actually who we are as Catholics, because they don't like our relationship with Mary at all. If we do worship Mary as God, that's called Mariolatry. It's the combination of the name Mary and the word idolatry, Mariolatry, and it is considered a heresy, so we do not do that. But anyway, he really encouraged people to pray the Rosary, and the Rosary, of course, is a form of prayer, and also being deeply involved in the scenes of Jesus' life so that we can grow in a deeper understanding of Jesus and a deeper understanding of what he did for us. Remember, everything about Mary leads us to Jesus. That's the whole thing. It's all pointing to Jesus. And so Father Patrick Peyton calls us to be people of prayer. And you know, I think at this time, even though I've talked about the importance of prayer, I really think at this time the Lord is really calling us as Catholics, and of course other Christians, but as Catholics to get back to prayer. Now, obviously, we can't get back to Mass necessarily because of the COVID-19 era that we're living with. But you know, when you are restricted from going to Mass on a wholesale reality like we're dealing with right now, oftentimes that is God trying to get our attention, because that is actually one of the ways that God got the attention of the Jews back during, and the Hebrews, I guess you could say. They're called Jews once you saw the kingdom of Judah. That's where the word Jews comes from. But prior to the kingdom of Judah, obviously the kingdom didn't exist, and they were known as Hebrews, the Jewish people. So sometimes you hear both words. But in either case, the Lord called the people to attention to the people by restricting them from being able to hear the word of God. That was his way of saying, pay attention, You're not going to hear my word, and that's so that you will stop what you are doing and start getting back to me. So I think that's a powerful message that we may take right now also during this COVID-19 period. And as we look at that period, as we understand that, as we come to a deeper understanding of what that means, we can respond by being people of prayer, because that's what the Lord wants us to do. So if you're not going to Mass because of fear of the virus, and there is no obligation right now, or if you're not going to Mass because you haven't been to Mass since you received your first communion or your confirmation, this is the time to start praying to the Lord and saying, Lord, what do you want of me? I'm going to really say that. I mean, I'm going to actually almost, in a sense, dare you to do that. You know, be people of prayer. You don't necessarily have to get down on your knees, but be people of prayer and say, Lord, what do you want for me in my life? You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts on WROL. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path. So be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, we were talking about the importance of being people of prayer. And let's take this time as a moment where, and I'm talking about the era itself, the COVID-19 era. That's my new name for it. So let's take the COVID-19 era itself as a time for us to say, let's get back to prayer and let's ask the Lord what he wants of us individually and as a Catholic community. Now, we need to understand what prayer is all about. Prayer is speaking to God. Now, one thing I want to throw in here for us to have a deep understanding, and I just thought of that during the past week. We had two celebrations of angels during Mass. This was not this week, but last week. It was the Feast of the Archangels and the Feast of the Guardian Angels. So it was two feasts that are focused on angels. And what are angels? We know angels are creatures that are created by God. They are spiritual beings that are there to serve God. Well, why do humans exist? What was it that the old Baltimore Catechism taught? To know, love, and serve God in this world and the next. So you and I have a mission similar to the angels, but we have it within the context of being human. So we are not angels, but we have that relationship with God that we're called to have, and we're called to have that relationship with God in a way that is different than the angels, but it is still a mission in service to God that is related to what angels do. So that really means that gives us a higher status, not as Catholics, as human beings. All of us human beings have a status. You see, one of the things to keep in mind about our Catholic faith is it teaches us an anthropology. And what does that mean? Anthropology, of course, means the study of man. It teaches us an anthropology. And anthropology is the study of who we are as human beings. And it teaches us who we are. So it also teaches us who God is. That's theology. But you put those two things together, it helps us to understand who we truly are as human beings. And that's what our Catholic faith is all about. Understanding who God is, understanding who we are, and understanding our relationship with God as human beings. That's what we are all about. And our prayer is an essential part of relationship with God. Now, there's an interesting thing that happened last week. And that is an issue with all you journalists out there who might be listening, and I'm sure there aren't many, but all you journalists who just may, in fact, be listening, I want you to listen carefully what I'm about to say. So the AP wrote an article about Amy Coney Barrett and said that she was Catholic, and she's this unique form of Catholic that believes in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. All you news agencies, I got news for you. That is Catholicism. You're called to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're called to have a relationship with God. We're called to have that relationship. That is Catholicism. So all of you turn around and say, well, you know, I heard that was a evangelical thing. Well, no, it isn't. It is, we're all called to have that relationship with God. So please, if you're going to write about Amy Coney Barrett, if you're going to write about Catholicism, understand Catholicism. Because if you don't understand Catholicism, how are you going to write about it? And one of the aspects of Catholicism is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And one of the realities of being a person of faith is understanding that we as Catholics are called to be people who pray every day because we have that unique anthropology as human beings, not as Catholics. All human beings have this unique anthropology, and we are called to be in relationship with God in Jesus Christ. That is what we're called to do. And this is becoming a really powerful time to reflect on that. It's almost as if the Lord has given us this time to tell us to stop and think of who he has called us to be as his disciples during this very unique time. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, and we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.